Now Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed.
Right. I'd read a lot about donkeys when I was at high school and so on, and thought they were very interesting animals, and I had a horse, but then I decided that what I wanted also was a donkey. And so I actually got a wild donkey, because at that stage a lot of wild donkeys were being brought down from the northern parts of South Australia. This is in the early 70s. So it was relatively easy to get a feral donkey, a wild donkey, and then tame it up. And of course the wild donkey was pregnant. So I've had donkeys ever since, and I've got donkeys that are the great, 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 great grandchildren of that first donkey.
What's the difference in, say, owning a horse and owning a donkey?
Oh, the donkeys are much more intelligent and much more friendly and people orientated, and so you actually have more of a relationship with a donkey than a horse. The donkeys are more people orientated and like hanging around people just for company's sake.
So was it always a plan to breed donkeys, considering you only started with one?
Originally it was just the idea of having a donkey, but it's one of those things that people tend to find that you just don't have one donkey. It's like eating only half a peanut, you know, it just doesn't stop there. And donkeys like other donkeys for company, and young donkeys are lovely, but of course you mustn't breed one unless you actually know what you're going to do with it.
Have you been doing with them?
Well, I started with the idea that I wanted to have a donkey with good conformation and of a good type. And so even when I was looking at the mob of feral donkeys, it was choosing one that was a good type with good legs and so on. Then found someone who had a good jack of good conformation and started breeding from there. And so it was quite early that I had the idea that it was interesting to breed and try and improve the breed. It was also a factor with my actual work, because you actually don't make any money keeping donkeys.
I was going to ask you about that, whether you make a lot of money breeding donkeys.
It's a hobby. I do sell them, of course, but of course you can't be breeding them without doing something with the offspring, and they are sold. But the fact of the matter is that you're not going to make any money out of it at all, and you have to have a paying profession. And so I'm a general practitioner. And one of the reasons for going into country practice was the fact I could have as many donkeys as I wanted.
Who buys your donkeys?
Well, people, they've been sold all over Australia and to New Zealand. And they're sold for people who want donkeys to ride or drive in harness, or just for pets, of course, too. But these ones are big enough for people to ride or drive.
A few different colours. Are they different breeds?
These donkeys are all the same breed. These are all Australian Teamster donkeys, which are basically descended from the donkeys which were developed in Australia from the 1800s and early 1900s, when donkeys were used in teams of 30 or 40 donkeys, four abreast, pulling wagons in the drier parts of Australia, pulling wheat and wool, particularly wool, and supply wagons in the drier areas. When they got motorised lorries, they just didn't take their donkey teams up anymore, and they all ran wild. At one count in the 70s, Australia had 5 million wild donkeys. There's still a lot out there. This breed's developed from stock that were brought mostly from the Middle East, from the area of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they brought in some high-quality jacks, which were much larger, particularly from the United States of America, but a few from places like Spain and other places, so that the donkeys are similar to the Middle Eastern donkeys, but tend to be a bit larger and a bit heavier.
You've been breeding for 40 years. Are you going to be breeding for the next 40?
Oh, well, I'll keep on breeding them for as long as I'm able to. But, of course, one always has to be careful to be breeding donkeys that people want. So there's no point in breeding them just for the sake of breeding them. You need to breed them at the rate that you know that they can be sold and go off to new homes.
Just wandered into another paddock, and farrier Jamie Clark is busy hoof trimming some donkeys. Thanks for talking to me today.
No worries.
How often do you get the chance to work on donkeys in this part of the world?
Oh, every 6 weeks we come up and do the donkeys here. That's about the only donkeys I do around the place.
Now, I hope you don't mind me saying, but you're quite young. You're probably the youngest farrier that I've ever come across. Usually you speak to the older gentlemen in the farrowing world. I mean, how did you get involved in this industry?
I've always grown up with horses and I guess I always wanted to do something with them, and had the chance when I left school to do this, and been doing it ever since.
A lot of demand for your work?
Yeah, there's heaps. It's a dying art, that's for sure.
How many farriers are probably around the place?
Around this area, there's probably 3 or 4, but they're not actually, a lot of them are just part-time, where, yeah, I'm probably the only full-time one around here.
Yeah, so you've got enough work to actually continue to stay full-time?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something every day.
Do you travel far and wide?
Go from York Peninsula down as far as Riverton, then up north as far as Peterborough, pretty much anywhere in between.
So how long have you been doing it for?
15 years.
Have you got your own horses?
Yeah, we have a quarter horse stud as well. So it all just ties in with one another. We breed horses as well, so it's all part and parcel.
Now, was it in the family genes? Were you always involved with horses? Did you carry on a legacy from your father, or was it just something that you decided to do on your own?
We've always grown up with horses ever since I was a kid. My father's actually a shearer, so I didn't follow in his footsteps. But yeah, always, like I said, wanted to do something with horses.
I'll let you get back to it.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Today, Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.